This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, praise God. We are thankful and grateful to be here in the land of the living. We are so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful because God has seen fit that we're still here. We didn't cross over into 2020. Praise the Lord, and it is a blessing. So happy New Year's to everybody as we go forth with the word today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you here tonight just to thank you and to praise you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful tonight, Lord, hallelujah, that we serve a merciful God. We serve a God that sits high and look low, a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Oh, precious fathers, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit. Just come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here tonight. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking to have me behind this Calvary's cross. So, asking the Lord just lifts the clay, precious Father, use me for thy glory. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up any technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father God, we thank you in advance for people's needs to be met. But hallelujah, for answering prayers, for honoring requests, but most of all, precious Father, for salvation to go forth, drawn by your Holy Spirit this night and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We yield ourselves totally and complete. Hallelujah, Lord. Nevertheless, not our will, but thy will for this broadcast be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, all praise, glory, and honor goes on to him here tonight. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like for you to open it up to the book of Romans, to the book of Romans chapter 2, and we're going to be looking at verses 11 through 16. Romans chapter 2, verse 11 through 16. Hallelujah, and the word of God reads, "For there is no respect of persons with God, for as many as have sinned without law, shall also perish without law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bear witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile, accusing or else excusing one another, in the day when God shall judge the secret of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel." Just for you next few minutes, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, I would like for you to come to complete agreement with me here tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about God is no respecter of person. God is no respecter of person. Yes, we serve a God that is able and he's willing. Thank God that he have allowed us to be here in 2020. 2019 is behind us. There's nothing that we can do about it. It's all behind us. Hallelujah. The Bible says when we put our hand to the plow and we look back, we're not fit for the kingdom. But we're not looking back. We're looking forward into the future. We're looking forward into 2020. We believe that it's the year of double. Double for your trouble and trouble for your crown. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We believe in God for a double portion. Hallelujah. A double blessing this night. In the name of Jesus, we pray. God is good and worthy to be praised. So God is no respecter of persons. Again, in Romans 2, verse 11, it says, for there is no respect of person with God. Oh, no, it's not. There is not. Sometimes become a respect of person with man, but not when it comes to God. God is no respect of person. In what way have unregenerated man attempt to gain God's respect and favor? Many have attempted to gain God's respect and favor. Many have attempted to gain God's favor by the clothes they wear and leaving an impression that God have approved them because of their religious attire. This type of scheme of using dresswear given to give the appearance that regenerated man are done with sin. But I stop by tonight to let you know, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, but God's x-ray vision sees beyond this religious attire to the corrupt that may lie within man's heart. See, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, the B clause of the verse says, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. God is no respecter of person. Sometimes sinners look to their heritage as a hope for God's approval upon their life. And there are others that feel that because they hold more of this world's stuff, the riches, that they have the means to purchase a good standing with God. Well, I stop by to let you know that God can't be bought. And the God that we serve, he knows all. Hallelujah. Before we even think a thought, he knows it. He knows we serve a God that is a God of our heart. So you can fool some of the people some of the time. You can fool some of the people all the time, but you can't fool yourself and you can't fool God. So God is no respecter of person. In the book of Matthew 16, verse 26, it says, for what is a man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? These questions, these two questions is personal. That's something that we should ponder on. I don't care, you can have all the money there is in the bank, in the world, in the bank. You can have all of the world riches and materialistic goods. One incident, one sickness can wipe you out. Because see, the Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall abide forever and ever. Eventually, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, I don't care, you can have the big house on the hill. You can have 7 cars in your driveway. You can have all the prestige that the world can give you. You can have social standing in the community where they call you Mr. Somebody. But there will come a day when you have to, I have to, every person on the face of this earth will be accountable to God for our life down here on earth. So God is no respecter of person. Listen, God will not be mocked in this way of trying to buy your way, because our sin will find us out. And what we have sown, we shall reap. That's no way of getting around it. We have sown bad seed, we're going to reap bad consequences. If we sow good seed, we're going to reap good consequences. But the consequences of your action, of what you sow, shall be reaped by you. So God is no respecter of person. God has respect only for his son Jesus Christ and his workness, because Christ as God is infinite and unchanging. And in his life, Jesus Christ fulfilled the law by always loving God and his fellow man with an immeasurable love that surpasses all understanding. And in his passion, he offered to God a payment that wiped out the debt completely connected to the wages of unrighteousness. After this was done in such a complete way that any sinner can find a full pardon for iniquity based on the great work of Christ and his satisfying suffering and substitute death on the cross that he took for all mankind. Yes, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, he shed his blood for the remission of our sin. He became an ultimate sacrifice for all of us. God is no respecter of person. In the book of John, chapter 6, verse 37, it says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and he that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Now this is Jesus speaking. He said, all that God have given him shall come to him. And him that cometh to Jesus, I will in no wise cast out. You see, because Jesus is the way, he's the truth, he's the life. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God that he didn't give up, but he went all the way from the crib in the stable all the way to the cross on Calvary's Hill. Shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Died, buried. After 3 days, rose up with power from on high. Yes, the God that we serve is awesome. The God that we serve is all-knowing. The God that we serve is full of mercy, grace, and love. We thank God in 2020 that we're looking forward to greater things. We're looking forward to bigger things for God, because God is a good God. Oh, yes, he is. So God is no respecter of person. In 1 Peter 1, verse 17, it says, "And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear of the Lord." So the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, godly wisdom. And God knows in 2020, brothers and sisters in Christ, everyone that's listening in, we're going to need the wisdom of God in our lives to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish. Because even though God desires to bless his people, the devil will not lay down. He is busy. He'll get even busier. So the Bible says in John 10:10 that he come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, he have come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, still, if you're not hooked up, tied up, tangled up with God, God the Father, Jesus the Son, the Holy Spirit, all three agree as one, I would encourage you in this brand new year, at the start of this year, to consider the author and finisher of our faith, to consider Jesus, the one that is able, the one that have plowed the way. He was a trailblazer for Christianity. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, for there is no respect of person with God. For as many as have sinned without the law shall also perish without the law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which shows the works of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts between themselves, while accusing or else excusing one another, in the day when God shall judge the secret of men by Jesus Christ according to the gospel. And again, this is Romans chapter 2, verse 11 through 16. God, again, is no respecter of person. When the first Gentile was converted to Christianity, the apostle Peter perceived that God showed no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. When the religious barriers between the Jews and the Gentiles was broken down, Peter became more fully, fully understood one important aspect of God's character. God do not favor, and he never has favored one person or group of people over another. Whether or not the Israelites always understood it, anyone who obeyed God's command can be justified in his sight. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening and those that will be listening later. Anyone who obeys God's command can be justified in his sight. Because, see, obedience is better than sacrifice. 1 Samuel 15:22, the latter part, the B clause of it says, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken is better than the fat of the rams. Yes, so if we obey God's command, hallelujah, and we do, and our lives light up in alignment with his will, and he abides in us, and we abide in him, then we can act what we will, and it shall be done unto us in God's time. Yes, the Bible says in Galatians 5, verse 6, for in Christ neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith working through love. You see, brothers and sisters, all those that are listening in, believers of Christ, we must come to God by faith. Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Goes down a little bit further in Hebrews 11 and 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. That them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, we must seek the Lord while he may be found. As we draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. God is not and will never be a respecter of persons. Yes, God is good tonight. Exactly what does it mean that God is no respecter of persons? That God is impartial. You see, God offers salvation to every man, woman, boy, girl, no matter what external circumstance, such as your social, economic stature or nationality, which may apply to them. God is not like man. Again, man looks on the outside appearance of a person, but God looks at the heart. He looks at the heart because he's the God of the heart. That's why the Bible says, bless the God of our heart. Hallelujah. Especially during times of trouble. Especially during difficult times. Because God is no respecter of person. God's impartiality does not keep him from choosing people and nations of people to accomplish his specified purpose. Again, God impartiality doesn't keep him from choosing people and nations of people to accomplish his specified purpose. You see, for an example, God freely used the Israelites as the seed line to bring about the Son of God in human form. Yes, Jesus came through the lineage of David. Jesus, God is his father. He had an earthly dad by the name of Joseph. His mother by the name of Mary. She was a chosen vessel for the Son of God, for Jesus Christ to be birthed through. God can accomplish everything he needs to do without violating his commitment to allow all people the opportunity to be saved. In God's eyes, there's no one that is beyond being saved or to come to salvation. All we got to do is acknowledge the fact that we are a sinner. Acknowledge the fact that we need help on a spiritual basis. Because you see, that which is born of flesh is flesh, but that which is born of spirit is spirit. Unless we have the new birth experience on a spiritual level, hallelujah, there's no way that we can go to heaven. Jesus is the door. He is the one that we have to acknowledge, confess, and believe in our heart. With a confession and a belief, then we become a candidate, hallelujah, for being saved by God's mercy and his grace. You see, God can bless his people in many ways. God God is no respect of person. God, impartiality doesn't mean that everyone will have exactly the same amount of money, exactly the same amount of influence, exactly the same number of children, or exactly the same number of years upon the earth. Yes, our days are numbered. Life is like a vapor. We're here today and could be gone today. So that's why it is so very important for us to do what we need to do for Christ, for God. Because all of what we do for the Lord will last. However, everyone can be saved. He or her is willing. When we are willing to search for the truth. And the Word of God gives us truth. Absolute truth. While some accountable adults may live their entire lives without hearing a single gospel sermon, they can all experience the marvelous work of the hand of God, showing every person that he exists. That's why we're going to be without excuse, because we have a conscience. We know the difference between right and wrong. Sometimes we try to put God in the back of our mind. But all we got to do is look around us. We see the trees, the stars, the bees, the grass. We see all of God's creation. We know that there's somebody out there that's holding it together. Yes, we serve the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The great I am, the one that has it all, has all, and can give all. God is no respecter of person. Here in Romans chapter 1, verse 19 through 21, it says, because that which may be known of God is manifested in them. For God had showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creations of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. See, God is a God of mercy. He's a God of grace. He's a God of love. But that's another side of God. God can be a God of wrath. If you don't believe me, read the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Read the story of the enemies that came against God's people. God allowed them to be killed and wiped completely off the face of the earth. Yes, so in 2020, you need to stop putting off today what you can do. Stop putting off what you can do today for tomorrow, because we're not promised tomorrow. Yes, we are only thing where we are promised is that this day is the Lord's day. If you just ponder and listen to this teaching tonight, that God is no respecter of person. When we look around, when we pass by a cemetery, and we see there's big tombs, there's medium-sized tombs, and there's large tombs, we never know, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening here, we were fortunate and blessed to cross over in 2020. But there were some that didn't make it. They died in 2019. But thank God that he seen fit that we're still here in the land of the living. That he still have given us time to get right with him. Yes, until you have your last breath, there's still hope. But stop putting it off. Because you never know. You never know when your name will be called, when your number will be pulled. And you have to stand before the one that created you and give account for your life down here on earth. Yes, the Bible says it's appointed to man once to die and then the judgment. That is an appointment that you can't put off, that you can't afford. Hallelujah. Because it is already preordained. Yes, God is good. And he's worthy to be praised. Again, tonight we are talking about God is no respecter of person. Oh, no, he's not. He is a good God. He is a merciful God. He is a God that sits high and looks low. He's a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And we are grateful. We are thankful here tonight. Yes, 2020, we're looking forward to a blessed year. We're looking forward to God moving, miracles being wrought, healing taking place, deliverance taking place. Yes, I believe that God is able and he's willing to meet each and every one of our needs, to help us along the way. But we got to be ready. We got to be at a place that when, hallelujah, that God will allow us to stay. Give you another example in the book of Acts, the 10th chapter. We'll start with verse 1, where the vision of Cornelius, when Peter, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, when Peter was praying, and here it said in Acts 10, verse 1, there was a certain man in Samaria called Cornelius, a centurion of the Italian band, a devout man, one that feared God with all his house, which gave much on to the people. And he prayed to God always. Here Cornelius saw in a vision, evidently around the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are up for a memorial before God. And now sent men to Joppa and called for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodged with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the sea side. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spoke unto Cornelius was depart, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continuously. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. And here Peter is about to have a vision in verse 9. Remember that Peter, hallelujah, he at one time was trying to show a respect of person. And God don't want us as followers of Jesus, as children of his, to be respect, to have respect of person. No, he wants us to treat everyone the same way, all the way across the board, whether poor or rich, no matter regardless of what color you have, nationality that you come from. God is a God of love. And love, look, the love of God looks beyond your thought and see your need. The Bible says on the morrow, as they went on their journey and draw nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending onto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, saying, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "No, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice spake unto Peter again, the second time, "What God had cleansed, that call not thy common." This was done three times, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, "Behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have seen them." Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius, and said, "Behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come?" And they said, "Cornelius, the centurion, a just man, and one that feared God, and of good report among all the nations of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house, and to hear words of thee. Then called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him." Peter was one that was trying to fake it to make it. Peter was not a Jew, but a Gentile. Peter, God wanted to teach him a lesson to not have respect a person. God raised Peter up, just like he did Paul, to preach to the Gentiles, to the Gentile nation. Peter, God was getting ready to use him in a mighty way. And we go a little bit further, you'll see him. Acts 10, verse 34 and 35, where Peter was preaching to the Gentiles. Peter was a Jew speaking to the Gentiles. Then Peter opened his mouth and said of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person, but in every nation, he that feared him and worked in righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. Oh, yes, he is. God is no respecter of person. God shows no partiality or favoritism. And God's word teaches us as believers of Christ that we should not either. Brothers and sisters of Christ, part of the sanctification process that takes place is that God the Father would like to start with each and every one of us, with each and every one of us, is to make sure that our mind gets properly renewed according to the knowledge and revelation that it is in his word. Bible says in Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, brethren, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may know what the perfect will of God is for our lives. God wants to renew our own man. He wants to, hallelujah, get us to the place where we're thinking like God and we're talking like him. In other words, we have to learn how to develop right thinking in our mind and in our thought process. You see, when we surrender all, the fully surrendered Christian have meaning and purpose in our lives when we give God our all in all. Remember this, you only have one chance and one opportunity to fulfill the divine destiny to which God has called you to in this life. There is a choice that we must make, each and every believer of Christ. You can either choose to believe that God has a great plan and a great purpose for your life, and that he will give you just as much time and attention to be able to fulfill the divine assignment, the divine destiny, as he would anyone else. Or you can choose to believe that our God is not who the Bible says he is. You see, because God is no respecter of person. What matters the most with the Lord is not what he called you to do for him in this life, but what you do with the call that he hands out to you. Our job as a believer of Christ is to do the best job we can at whatever God will be calling you and I to do for him on a daily basis. You see, sometimes we want to wait until Sunday morning or during midweek service and get real busy for the Lord. No, God wants us to be in his vineyard every day. to reach out beyond the four walls of the building. Come out of our comfort zone. Go on the byways and the highways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, one day God will be rewarding you for how well you work for Him. Every believer of Christ has a vital and important part on God's team. Believers of Christ, all that matters to the Lord is that you put the pedal to the metal for Him and try to accomplish to the best of your ability everything that He will be calling you to do for Him in this life. And if you do that, and if you do, then you can leave this life knowing that you have not wasted your one and only chance to do something very meaningful for the Lord in this one earthly lifetime. And as a result, God will be highly rewarding you once you enter into heaven and meet Him face to face for your own personal judgment. I don't know about you, but my mind is made up. My heart is fixed that the world is behind me and the cross is before me. Only you can press your way. Look onto the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from God and God alone. Yes, God is in the miracle working man. God wants to bless us. He wants to do more for us in 2020. But we got to get to that place, to where we come to a place confessing that if God be for me, who or what can be against me? As we on the potter's wheel, we ought to claim God is the potter. He's shaping and molding us. He's stretching and breaking us. He's making us into the vessels that He wants us to be from this moment on. Yes, brothers and sisters, be encouraged at the beginning of the year that you have a brand new slate, brand new start. There's new beginnings that God wants us to start well all year long, that we can finish well for the glory of God. God is no respecter of person. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you tonight for your word. We thank you that your word will not return to you void. We thank you, Lord, because we gave to your people what we have prepared. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is the teacher, the Holy Spirit for the anointing that is breaking yokes right now, for the anointing that leads, guides, and directs us. Lord, we thank you because your word is absolute truth. Yes, our opinions don't mean a hill of beans, but Lord, we know that you honor your word above your name. You go to and fro, looking for those that believe, for those that will stand strong in 2020, for those that will put their hand in your hand, that you can help us, Lord, to overcome. Help us, Lord, to be a better woman of God, a better man of God, as we lean and depend upon you. Bible says in Proverbs 3:5-6, Let's trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, to acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. We are grateful tonight. Thank you for your word. I believe your word have fallen on good ground, brought forth 30, 60, and 100-fold blessings. Let the anointing rest on the word of God. That those who will be listening later to this teaching will be drawn by the Holy Spirit, drawn to make a, hallelujah, to make a vow, make a confession of faith to you, precious Father, from this day forward, in Jesus' name. Yes, there may be one, or there may be some, underneath the sound of my voice. You have tried everything else. You went through hell in 2019. You may be at the end of your rope. Don't know which way to go. But this is your time, man. This is your time, sir, to get right with God. We don't know when this earth will come to an end. We don't know because every foundation and desire was being shaken. From the White House to our house to the church house. Yes, God is trying to get people's attention. There's a spiritual awakening that is on the horizon. Revival is getting ready to be birthed forth throughout this land like never before. So let's rise up. It is time for the church to rise up and shine again. It's time for the church to get out of her comfort zone. Excuse me, and go out in the highways and the byways and compel people to come. The church is not the building. The church is the people. And Father, we thank you. We thank you tonight because your word has encouraged us. Your word has brought exhortation into our lives. And there may be one or there may be some that have been gone one direction, came to the place of total repentance in your life, came to the place of throwing both hands up, surrendering it all to God. Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And after you repent of your sin, made a 180-degree turn on a spiritual level, then you made a confession of faith with a belief in your heart. According to Romans 10:9-10, that says you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. For with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you have prayed that prayer, if you have meant it with sincerity from your heart, and you have a made up mind to do right in the eyes of God, I want to be the first to welcome you to the beloved family of God. The angels in heaven is rejoicing. Hallelujah. Over one sinner that was sincere to come to salvation. Again, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the one that set the bar for us. He is the one that is a trailblazer that have started the Christian movement, that have started Christianity. Yes, he's coming back for church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. So the Bible says in John 14:1-3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Lord, I thank you. I thank you at the beginning of 2020. I thank you for souls. Souls being saved. Revival break forth throughout this nation of ours. This United States of America that we are living in. As we come to the foot of the cross and we repent in your eyesight, individually as well as collectively. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy on our soul. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says that if my people, which is called by my name, would just humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. Yes, we thank God tonight for a second chance. You're a God of many chances. But Lord, I thank you for extending grace, mercy, and love. Touch our loved ones tonight. Touch them wherever they may be. Extend grace and mercy. Build a hedge of protection around them. Heal tonight in the name of Jesus. Dispatch ministering angels. Come forth to minister to us. Dispatch archangels as they position themselves to fight our battles. For the battle is not ours, but the battle is the Lord. And Father, we thank you because when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. Isaiah 54:17 says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every mouth that come against us in judgment shall be condemned. But this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Touch those that are sick, those in the hospital, nursing home, on their bed of affliction, those that are dead. After hearing the doctor's report, felt there is no hope. There is a hopeless situation. Lord, move in their behalf. The word says in the book of James, the 5th chapter, if there's any sick among you, call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over them. Anoint them with oil. Pray in the prayer of faith. And the prayer of faith shall save them. God shall raise them up. And if they committed any sin, it shall be forgiven. Every sickness, disease, and infirmity must bow to the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for doing it quick and in a hurry. I thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy and love. I thank you, Lord, because you are a good God. A merciful God, a God of grace, a God of mercy, but most of all, a God of love. Lord, we thank you tonight. We appreciate you. Appreciate the fact that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God, this is Pastor Dudley Tebow. Just thanking you for listening in tonight. Just thanking you for tuning in. We just hope and pray that by what we're saying tonight, we'll bring encouragement to your soul. We'll give you determination just to keep on keeping on in 2020. Now, if you'd like to get in contact with us, I don't have the address in front of me, but I just ask that you continuously pray for us. Be sure to share the teaching, hallelujah, and keep us up in prayer until we meet again, God's will and Jesus tarry, on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Again, this is Apostle Dr. Tebow, but probably it's Tebow, with Busted Loops, Loops and Faith Ministries. Keep up. We love you. Have a blessed weekend and a blessed, safe weekend. God bless you. God keep you. It's our prayer. Good night.